President Kearnarayanan today said that India will keep its army mobilized on the border until it is convinced Pakistan has stopped supporting attacks by militants on Indian targets.
What happened on December 13th was the nadir of a long list of reprehensible acts in a 20-year-long campaign of cross-border terrorism against India. It strengthened our resolve to deal decisively and conclusively with this challenge. The investigation into this conspiracy has clearly revealed the hand of terrorist organizations which have long operated from Pakistani soil with the support and the ruling establishment of that country. Terrorism and dialogue cannot go together. Recent history is witness to the fact that whereas India has always been ready for meaningful and fruitful talks with Pakistan, it is Pakistan that has ensured their failure with its acts of betrayal. India is prepared to resume the dialogue process with Pakistan, provided Islamabad satisfies us that it has indeed taken effective steps to end the training, equipping and financing of the terrorists and stop their infiltration into Jammu and Kashmir and other parts of India. We also demand that Islamabad hand over to us the 20 terrorists who have committed grave crimes in India and who continue to receive shelter in Pakistan. Positive action by Islamabad on these demands is a test of its sincerity to end its hostility against India and to pave the way for discussing all the outstanding issues, including that of Jammu and Kashmir,